At Avocado, we know that not all mattresses are created equal. While other beds trap heat, ours sets it free. Made without polyurethane foams and crafted with natural latex, cotton, and wool. Breathable, comfortable, and supportive. No overheating, just clean, organic sleep that performs. Save 15% on our award-winning mattresses this July 4th sale. Avocado, celebrate organic. Shop at avocadomattress.com or leading retailers nationwide.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
And now, of course, News Talk's technology correspondent Jess Kelly joins us once again for Tech Takeover. And Jess, this is really interesting. We have an update on the EU age verification app. It's finally happening.
It's finally happening. We've heard today from Ursula von der Leyen that there is progress. She said that the app will be available soon. But what was really interesting is, in reading what she had to say, she pinpointed Ireland as a country that is making great progress in the battle against social media and keeping our young people safe online.
Because of our move towards an age verification.
Exactly it. So as we've been talking about on this programme for the last number of months, rather than going down the route as Australia has in terms of an outright ban.
Prohibition.
Completely gone. If you're under 16, it's gone. In theory, Ireland has chosen a different method. So what we're working towards is age verification. And what that means is you will have to download the digital wallet onto your phone and you verify your age using either your passport or anything that has your PPS number and your name to verify your identity. Once that's done, you can then still use the internet. But if you're under the age of 16, you will be automatically pushed into a teen account on social media. Mm-hmm. You won't be able to access adult websites, which at the moment, for the most part, it's very much a, are you 18? Yeah,
yeah.
I'm grand.
Take care. Yeah, on you go.
And that means nothing.
I went on to Pornhub just to check that because I didn't know how the age verification, I knew it was being brought in.
Yeah.
And it literally said, are you 18? And I said, yes, I am. And they were like, on you go.
I trust you.
And I was thinking, that's not verification. That's
no,
nothing.
No. So this is that. So the system that we have at the moment is age declaration. So you're declaring that you're a certain age and people just have to trust you because that's the way it is. The model that Ireland is going down is uploading the ID, but the ID is stored and saved on your phone. And so you're not having to re-upload or rescan your passport if you want to get onto a certain website or a certain social media app. That information is stored within your phone. And then when you try to go onto a website or a platform, your phone will basically do an invisible handshake on the back end of that website. So that it's not like, you know, Facebook is suddenly going to have your passport.
One of the reasons that there was a pushback against all this, I think it's a good idea myself, but there has been a pushback, is that other people who are not under 16 have said, I don't want to have to age verify myself and I don't want my details, blah, blah, blah. Will I have to age verify? Will we all have to age verify now going forward?
So we won't have to, but there, I think it's going to be encouraged that we do so. It'll make our online experiences that bit easier, because if you are, you know, under the Irish Online Safety Code, things like adult websites will have age verification. So it means that if you want to go onto one of those websites, you'll have to do it case by case by case. By having the digital wallet, the age verification on your phone, and by going through it one and done, it'll remove any of that friction as you want to navigate through the websites.
Okay, so will this mainly catch younger kids who are newly going onto platforms that they will do it? So if you're already on the platforms, are you exempt from having to do this?
No. No.
Okay.
This is a huge thing now. So, because at the moment...
So is Instagram, for example, going to ask me to age verify?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so now I understand.
Yes,
okay,
yeah.
Perfect.
And it is, I think it is a good move because it means that the tech companies have, to be fair to them, in recent years, brought in certain measures to keep younger people safe online. And they are automatically doing this guesstimation. So if you look 15, you'll be placed into a teen account. In some instances where people are pushing back and saying, well, actually, no, I'm 17, even though I look 15, they are pushing then for people to verify their age with a passport or a formal ID. By having one uniform approach, it means then it's less likely that stuff will slip through the cracks, that people will stumble into content and fall into content that's not appropriate. And it also gives us a much stronger arm to fight the big tech companies with. Because if, for whatever reason, a young person who is in the correct account and their age has been verified and the wrong kind of content, content that is harmful, that, you know, showcases information
you've
that is not
suitable. You've got them banged to rights.
You've got them banged to rights, and it's easier to prove then. So I do think this is a really important stepping stone.
Is there, you know, the way kids are brilliant at getting around these things? Will there be ways around it?
No. This is the really good thing, right? Because the way this is thought, so at the minute, the way the Australia model works is it's an outright ban. But if you download a VPN, you can move your country to a different country. The approach that we're going with is in line with the EU. And so the thought process here is that this will become the European Union's approach to online safety. So regardless of where you are, the digital verification, the age verification will still apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Could you use a UK VPN potentially?
Well, no, because you see, again, it's on your device. So this is stored onto your phone.
Okay,
it's part of, it's sure, almost ingrained in the DNA of the phone now.
Great.
Okay, so the VPN would still recognise that same age, wouldn't
exactly
it?
Exactly. Yeah.
I like the sound of that.
Can I just ask you one question? Is there any conversation, and maybe there isn't, and I think I may have asked you this before some months ago, Jess, like one of the reasons 16 is taken as an age is because they thought that you wouldn't really ban, because it was bans that were being talked about at the time, you wouldn't really ban anyone over the age of 16. So that was the cutoff. So it was younger than 18. But this isn't a ban. This is about being on a teen account where there's age-appropriate stuff there. I mean, 18 was always the age for things like explicit films or adult, I suppose, content, as it were. Why is the teen accounts, why are they only being brought up to 16? Why are we saying 17 now is okay to view adult, I suppose, stuff on social media platforms?
This is something that has sort of evolved over time, where the minimum age to be on social media, according to the terms of service, is 13. And then the accepted age where teenagers, for the most part, are mature enough to understand what they're seeing, what they're seeking out, and what they're engaging with, has universally been accepted at 16. Now, I know that some people might say, well, why don't we just put it up to 18 when they're adults? Mm-hmm. But again, if you look at, so in this country, you can buy alcohol at 18, but in America, it's 21. So you're never going to get a universal consensus.
I'm just thinking more to do with, say, if you go to the cinema, there are still 18s movies.
Yeah.
So we've 18s movies, but we've six, you know what I mean? That's a bit of a disconnect, as in the kind of content we're talking about is probably the same.
Yeah, exactly it. And I think that is something that will probably, I don't think once this solution comes into to play that we're never going to talk about online safety again, and we're never going to address or tweak some of the systems
definitely
that are in play.
Definitely a move in the right direction.
Oh, it's a huge, it's not just, you know, a little leap forward. It is a massive step forward.
Okay, one last question of this. You know, like this idea of using your PPS number, some people seem to get very exercised about this.
Yeah.
Will there be civil liberties in inverted commas concerns?
Yeah, 100%. Don't know why, but I just know that there will.
Listen, don't get me started on it. Because, you know, it's okay, the social media companies have all your details.
We accept
but
cookies and they track us everywhere we go. But
if the Irish state has it, that big evil state has it, that would be awful. Like,
even if it's for the common good of our children.
My approach to it would be, you need a driver's license to get behind the wheel of a car. The wheel of a car. This is the same kind of thing. You need a license to be online. This is your license to be online.
I think it's fair.
If you're not going to be acting the aegis, doing anything illegal, then
I have no issue with them age verifying me in order to be able to age verify young people who need to be protected from certain harms. I think that's a very, very small price.
I was old enough to.
Are you 16, Shane? Are you sure?
I dream of being asked
you
that.
You are 16, going on 70.
Tech tip, Jess?
Tech tip this week. If you're looking to save a few quid, Disney has introduced the version with ads. Now, I know you might not think, ads, do we really want to go back to them?
Yeah, but does it mean you're not paying
£13.99 a month or whatever it is?
£6 a month. So wow. It's Disney with ads. I moved down to that tier just to see what it was like. So there's a pre-roll ad and then there's one ad during a 40-minute program. So for two ads, I'm saving a decent chunk of change. The other thing to note with Disney now as well, if you are a Sky customer, it's now included in your Sky package. So it's really worth just seeing who your TV provider is and what perks they're offering you.
Yeah.
Because some of them now give you Netflix as standard. So make sure you're not double paying.
I think I'm double paying on Disney now that you mentioned it. I was, but I'm no longer double paying on Netflix. But yeah. Actually, I think I need to go and check my Disney subscription.
It takes you 5 minutes to do, and it could save you a bit of money. And I think every little helps.
Okay.
Absolutely. And finally, your tech rec.
Tech rec. It's a bit of feel good. It's called Good Hang with Amy Poehler. I'm obsessed with Amy Poehler.
Are you?
Her book, Yes Please, is one of my favorite books of all time. She has started a podcast and she gets famous faces on to talk through their career, their life, their times. But at the end of the show, she says, we have one of your friends or colleagues who asked a question. We were talking good behind your back, which is something that doesn't often happen. The other way, sometimes it's all bitchy and moany and all the rest. This is a feel-good conversation. It's based on respect and insight. It'll make you laugh out loud. And if you don't know Amy Poehler, look up Yes
She's
Please.
She's very funny.
Her book is brilliant, but this podcast is just gorgeous as well.
Great stuff. Nice. Thank you for that, Jess. We shall chat to you again next week.
Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.